Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Mem, last daf in Maseches Beitza, as we are Messiah in Baruch Hashem, as we have in Daf Yomi land. This year, the most siyumim out of any, and today we have the schus of learning Beitza, daf Mem. So we are on Lamatesima Beis. We'll start with the Mishnah, but just 2 points from yesterday, one that I did not get to read inside, and the other one that I didn't get to mention. That is, we mentioned the Mishnah in Maseches Adarim at the end of the shiur, which here quotes the girsa that does not create controversy, but later in Maseches Adarim, there is a question of what the Mishnah really has. In terms of two people who are no mudur hana from each other, and they live in the same city, so what are they allowed to use from the city and what not? Whatever is considered their own, so then that wouldn't be able to be used, because then that would be getting hana from somebody that I'm mudur hana from. So all the public items that are considered, people are considered shutfin in, are usur. Any item that is not considered theirs, so then that would be mutter. And the Mishnah was bachalik between items of ole bavel, their mutter bishel ole bavel, and their usur bishel osa ha'ir. So anything that was from that, was considered osa ha'ir, would be usur ole bavel is mutter. So the Gemara had, Mishnah had a list of the streets, the shuls, the Beis HaMerchatz, v'chulu. So I mentioned Rav Avraham Nahar, just to read it inside. Rav Avraham Nahar is a not so well-known Rishon that we have his commentary on a few, not too many, Mesechtas. He's quoted by other Rishonim, but on Nedarim we have a separate volume, Pirush Rav Avraham Nahar on Nedarim and Nazir. So there, the girsa given there, Mem Chesvan Aleph, is Svarim. Svarim, Sifrei Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. It says Svarim, that's also part of the city assets, as it says in Baba Basra that when people live in a city, they will be forced, Liknos Lam Sifrei Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Shekol Elu Bebnei Ha'irim, Ve'ein La'achar Chelik Imahem. They belong to the people in the city. So, Ve'ika Manda Maksha. There are those that ask, how is it possible that the Svarim of the city are going to be off limits because they're considered owned by the two people involved in the Neder, and therefore to be Asur Mishum Hana'a Vahalo Mitzvahi Umitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given for Hana. We're going to have a very important formulation of Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah towards the second half of the Masechta, what that actually means, that mitzvahs were not given for pleasure, but they're given to be a burden, a good burden, la'ol al savarenu, on our necks, and therefore why, halachically, maybe this should not be called pleasure, and therefore there shouldn't be an iser to get benefit. Quotes in the footnotes, right? The Rashba asked the same question, that shouldn't be able to ask your svarim, velo garsinam bimastisan asvarim. And therefore the Rashba takes the gear sale, like our Gemara does not quote the word svarim. Vata mishamitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So the question is there any other answer to explain that girsa? So v'lav kushihi, says Rav Avraham Nahar, I don't think it's a question, you don't have to change the girsa. To lo shayach taima, to mitzvos lav lehenos, Ella b'mitzvah shehi teluya b'maisa. This is how he formulates it. Mitzvah l'alanos it means when there's a regular maisa mitzvah. Shaksha adam oseh osa eino miskaven l'dvar hana'a. When you do it, you're not focusing on the hana'a. You're focusing on the mitzvah. She'eino oseh osa l'hana'a's gufo. Ella l'asos mashin etztava me'is Hashem. You're doing what Hashem commanded you. Aval mitzvahs limud, but Talmud Torah, here's his beautiful line. Shehu inyan tziur halev v'yidiyas ha'emes, which is all about the knowledge of the truth. The tziur, we spoke about that a couple days ago. Remember Rabbi Abba's comment from the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Abba says, oh, I hope my words are miskabel. And then what happened? Then his words were makubel. And the Chassam Sofer says, because he should have davened, that he gets to the emes. Not that his words are makubal. So Talmud Torah is tzir ha-levi desa emes. Ikar ha-tzivui hu, kedei letzayir ha-emes, u lehis aneg, and to enjoy it. Vileanos b'mada l'sameach l'vavo v'sichlo, in order that his heart and his seichel becomes happy. Dechziv pikudi Hashem yishar b'sam chelev. As it says, these are words, b'sam chelev. You're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, right? We're not allowed to learn on on when one is an avel. Umishim hachi avel asal likros. It's defined as its simcha. Simcha is not just an added element, but that's part of its definition. Mipeshi misamchim libo al karcho. Hilgach lo shayach lameimar b'mitzvas talmud telo nitan lehenos. She'ikar mitzvaso hi hahanah v'hatainug b'masha mesig umevin b'limudo. That is an ikar part of the Hana. That's a beautiful thought of Rav Menahar. The principle of Mitzvah Zav Lehenos Anu does not apply to Talmud Torah. It is Nitan Lehenos. And that's why you can have that Girsa, and therefore it can be subject to the Hana, the Mutar Hana status that was made by the people involved. And related to that is the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, where he quotes those who thought that enjoying Talmud Torah is a Bechina of Talmud Torah Shalom Lishma. And he emphatically says that's not true. If you learn and you don't enjoy it, that's Talmud Torah Shelo Lishma. If you enjoy it, it goes into your bones, and it goes into your blood, he says, and that is something that is a state that we strive for. And just one other marker related to this, and that is in the Stipler. The Stipler quotes in Brachas, in Simen Chav Beis, talking about the Bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, what type of Bracha is Birchas HaTorah? So the common explanations is maybe Birchas HaTorah is either a mitzvah of Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shavach VaHodah with many nafkaminas. The Gra clearly holds that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why the Gra says that you have to make a bracha on Hirhur, right, on thinking about Talmud Torah even without saying it or writing it, because you still get the mitzvah. Or the Gra says that if you say psukim in the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, if you say Torah but not as Torah, but as tefillah, slichas, do you have to say Birchas Torah before slichas? Where I mention Torah but as tefillah, not as Torah. Nafkamina, is it a Birchas HaMitzvah when you're not being yotzi in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or is it a Birchas Shavuot Avodah? Many different nafkaminas in terms of that chakira. Maybe women is a nafkamina, but either way, says the Stipler in Simen Chav Beis, I have a third idea, and that is maybe Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hanehenin. Wow. Birchas Hanehenin is quoted by some other Achronim as well. The commentary in the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of Medrash Eicha, also says this, that maybe it is a Bracha of Hanah, because of this idea of Avraham and Ahar, because of this idea of the Eglei Tal, that Hanah plays a special element, so that is why Birchas HaTorah needs to be made, because it is Birchas Hanah, at least in a certain sense. The Stipler even goes to say that maybe that explains the two brachas that we say for Birchas HaTorah every day. Right? We say two brachas. We say Lasak B'Devei Torah, and we say Asher Bachar Banu. Since when do we say two brachas on a mitzvah? Or on any event? Whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas HaMitzvah, whatever it is, why two brachos? So, explains the Stipler, how do you know the difference between a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas Hana'ah, Birchas Hanenin? How do we generally know the difference? So he says, the difference is what you focus on in the language of the bracha. Do you focus on the action? Do you focus on the item? What do you focus on? V'nira shekein muchach minusach ha-brachos ha-brachos ha-torah. Di'al mitzvos mivarchinan asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. Mivarchinan la'maisa ha-mitzvah. We focus on the act. Whether it's li or al, it's the act. Lehadlik ner shel Chanukah, al mikra Megillah, lishmoa kol shofar. It's always the act that's being done. Al netilas yadayim. But when it comes to Hanukkah, you focus on the chefsa shel mitzvah. You don't focus on the shofar, lulav, and matzah. Al achilas matzah. But Birchas Hananin is the opposite. You don't focus on the act of eating that you're going to do, but you focus on the item. Borei pri ha'etz, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Right, the bracha is focusing on the item. So, what do we have by Birchas HaTorah? We have two brachas, one of each. We have Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvosav Al Divrei Torah, which is the nusach of many Rishonim, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We say La'asok, but Al Divrei Torah is the signon of Birchas HaMitzvos. Right, either one. It's a focus on the Maisa HaMitzvah, La'asok B'Divrei Torah. And what's the other one? We focus on the Torah. The item. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasalonos Taraso. He chose us and gave us the Torah. That's the focus. The focus isn't on Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvosav Lilmo Torah. We don't say that. We don't even say that. We say Lasok. But in any case, says the Stipler, I think those are the two brachas, and that is all related to the Hana element of Talmud Torah, which explains the girsa of Svarim in that Mishnah Nedarim that we had on yesterday's daf. Okay, now we continue with the second to last Mishnah here in Maseches Beis Alam Atesma Beis. Mishnah. Misha Hayu Peirosa Birachara. So we continue first. We continue with the sugya that we have been dealing with for the last couple of Mishnayos, and that is the tchum for items. The tchum for items on Shabbos and Yontif. Right, this was the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin. This is Lamed Zayin, Lamaches, Lamates. And then we'll have to come back to the last Mishnah in Beitza goes back to an earlier topic. We'll have to talk about why that is. But this first Mishnah for today continues the topic that the last couple of Mishnayos have been about, and that is the measure of the tchum for Nechasim. Mishayo Peirosa Birachares. Somebody's fruit is in another city. The Ervu B'nei Osa Ha'ir. And the people of that city made an Eriv, Lahavi Etzlop Mi Peirosav. Right, they had planned to bring his fruit to him on Yontif. They're like, oh, you know what? This is so-and-so's fruit. So, you know, let's bring it to him tomorrow. But the guy himself did not make an Eriv. And the fruit are more than 2,000 amos away. So the people in the other city who made the Eruv, they're allowed to bring the fruit to the guy, but the person didn't make an Eruv. So these fruit, though, belong to the owner of the fruit. So, lo yavilo, they should not bring it to him, because these fruit are subject to the Bailim, their Bailim. And this Bailim did not make an Eruv. When Shabbos and Yontif started, these fruit were off limits to him. And therefore, they should not bring it to him. Lo yavi ulo, they shouldn't bring it to him because he didn't make the Erev. And as we learned, hakol kiragle habailim. Right? It all goes by wherever the bailim could go. Vim irev hu, but if he himself made an Erev also, then peirosav kamo, then it's not a problem, and they are allowed to bring it. What if he made the Erev and they didn't make the Erev? Is that included in the last line? They didn't make an Erev. Are they allowed to carry his fruit to him, per se, that they didn't make the Erev? The answer is yes. Because these fruit are subject to that, well, they going out of the tchum, forget carrying, they had to make the Erev for themselves. So you might not have a nafkamina. So if they didn't make an Erev, they wouldn't be able because of themselves. But per se, for the fruit's purpose, as long as he takes care of it, they don't have to have the fruit in mind, because their actions regarding the fruit are not significant anyway. Next, Misha Zimen Etzla Archim. The opposite. What if somebody invites guests? Reuven is having a big suit, and he invites guests over to his meal. Lo yolichu biyada manos. They cannot take leftovers back to their town. They cannot, because they didn't make an Erev for this food. It wasn't theirs when Yontif started. And therefore, lo yolichu biyada manos. Ela imkein zicha lahem manos. Say a mayor of Yontif. Unless he was mezakeh to them from before Yontif. Mezakeh, why? Zachin l'adam shlobafanav. Right, it's a schus to have food. Why would it be a chov? It would be a schus to have food. And therefore, we apply the principle of zachin l'adam shlobafanav. What does it mean, a schus? What does it mean, zachin? Zachin usually has to be a transfer of ownership. If I have an item in my rishus, and I say, okay, this is now so-and-so's. That's hard. You can't do zachiyah that way. You have to transfer it to another rishus. Meaning, if I have a neighbor, right, the case we always like to give. You can't give him a ton on Shabbos, l'chat chila. So therefore, I'm going to somebody's house tomorrow, so I want to give them a bottle of wine, so I can't just have it and give it to them tomorrow, l'chat chila. Unless I say, hey, it's my bottle of wine that we're sharing. I get to shul early. I give it to somebody on their behalf. That's zachin. I had a shiloh this week. Somebody called up and said their mother bought them chametz before Pesach. In order to give to them. And they didn't get to give it to them before Pesach. And it was in their house over Pesach. The owner, the parents, did not have this in mind in their sale of the chametz. The children didn't even know that the mother bought it for them before Pesach. Is this chametz shavur lav Pesach? Well, what was the das? When the parents didn't have any das to be kona it. The parents bought it purely cookies. A box of cookies for the children. So, did it automatically go to the children's rishos, and when a person sells their chametz, they basically have in mind, so the chara here, somebody had it in mind. Right? They sold their chametz, somebody had it in mind. So if the children sold, pashas, it belonged to the children. Because they didn't just have it and then decide, okay, they bought it from the store on behalf, so it was as if the store was giving it to them in the schus for the children. Anyway, it's a chametz shavur lav Pesach question. It's related to this, sechia, zachar lav shalom b'fana. So, if somebody invites a guest, the guest cannot take back the food unless it was given to them, it was zacha to them from before from before Yantif. Asks Tosfos right here. Elim kein zicha lahem. Tema, one second. Why do you need schus? Afilu birer chelek kol echad ve'echanami. Didn't we have a couple of days ago by She'ela? If somebody borrows something, if somebody has a shawl that he always borrows from, and they arrange it beforehand, that even if the shawl didn't even get it until the Yantif, it's nechshav raglei ha'shawl. So that's if it's designated before, you don't actually have to give it. So here too, if it was designated, so why can't they take it on Yantif? Tosfos has an answer. V'yesh lomar, he says no. De shoel daiti tfei akli me'archim almanos. The shoel, the kli that's going to be borrowed, is more designated. It's considered more specified to the shoel than the food is to the guests that come. But you might say a kli is an individual item. And you can already foresee that this kli is going. I'm having five guests over. Even if I'm having one guest over, it's all connected to my food also. It's harder to designate that, even if you invited him before Yantif. So therefore, it says Tosfos, there's a big difference between the two. The Tosfos Ridier says, how do they know there's going to be any leftovers? Even if they're invited, maybe everything's going to be finished. So who says? How could they have in mind the manos to bring back to their rishus? Which relates, that line of the Tosfos Rid relates to a sugya that we have touched on in the past, and that is, in general, when food is given to a guest, when does it become the guest's? Or does it never become the guest's? I have you over for Shabbos. I give you soup. At that moment in time, before you start eating the soup, whose soup is it? It's in my kalim, but I'm giving it to you. Is it my soup that I'm letting you eat, or is it your soup? L'may nafkamina, as the nafkamina that's always quoted, let's say it's not Shabbos, right? Let's say one guest turns to the other guest and takes the fruit cup and says, Hari amukudesh asli per fruit cup zu, k'das Moshe v'Yisrael. Are they married? Whose fruit cup is it? Is it the Balabayas's, or is it the guests? Borka, the Rishonim, a little bit, discuss this. This is the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes this in Ilchas Schiris, relating to, right, this is at Perek Yud Gimel of Ilchas Schiris at the beginning the end of Perek Yud Beis. And the Perek Yud Beis in the Sugyas of Po'alim. We just discussed this in Mitzvah Shir last week. A worker is a Mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa, more than one, that a worker is allowed to eat in what he is involved in. If he's in the vineyards, he's allowed to eat a certain amount of grapes. There's an Mitzvah Daraisa to take too much. You can't just say, oh, I have a heter, so I'm going to go even more. No. Says the Rambam there, if the Poel is allowed to take it, but the Halacha is, the Gemara says, he's not allowed to say, you know what? I'm not going to take it. Can you just send it home to my wife and kids? He's not allowed to do that. Ein pol sha'amar tzu l'ishtiu banai ma sha'ani ochel, o sha'amar harin ninosi mizeh shenatalti, ein shomin lo, shelo zichsa Torah el l'pol atzmo. That's the chiddush haTorah. Only the worker gets it, but not his wife and kids. So on this, a little bit related, says the Mishnah Melech. Remember, the Mishnah Melech was not written on the Rambam. It was a separate sefer that later on they took major sections of the Mishnah Lamelech that has to do with each Rambam, and they put it. That's why sometimes you'll have a 4-line Mishnah Lamelech and a 5,500-line Mishnah Lamelech that goes for pages. So, says the Mishnah Lamelech, right here, Nistapek, he quotes a sefer that had the suffix, Ba'orchim HaMesubim, Esau Balabayas. Right, this case of the Rambam was, you have a worker that says, give it to so-and-so. He didn't get it yet, so it's not his yet. So, Orchim HaMesubin Eitzel Balabayas, Im Zochin B'matno Sehem, Mi Sheyag Bihem, of their Zoche, from when they lift it up, Ola Sheyitnu L'Tok Piyem, or not until they put it into their mouths. Once it's in the mouth, so then for sure it has to be theirs. Right, but before that, is it theirs? That's the Safek. Who talks about this? The Rama in Evena Ezer. The Rama in Evena Ezer discusses this in Simin Chav Ches, in Hilchos Kiddushin, in Siv Zayin. Chav Ches Zayin says the Rama right here. Chav Ches Siv Yud Zayin, I'm sorry. Chavches Yud Zayin says the Rama, Oreach she Yoshev Eitzal Balabayas V'notel Chelko V'kidesh Bo Have Mukudeshes. Marriage works. Rama seems to take a stand that it belongs to the owner. And then he quotes Afal Gav the Isa Barachayim Orchemein Rashi Litel Milifnei V'Litein Lebeno. If you're at somebody's house, You're not allowed to just all of a sudden without asking take a doggy bag for the kids at home. Right? That you're not allowed to do. Tzarech lomar dafka lebeno lo yitein. Avo rasher lakadish boisha v'chein litein zelazet. V'chulu v'chulu. That's the chalkas b'chokek, the beishmol. Beishmol here says that. So he says, you're allowed to use that. Says the Chach v'shlomo, right at the bottom here, he says, am mechalek. He quotes that he says, tehechi de'ochal ha'oreach, k'dei sav'o, oz ha'moser choze l'balabayis, di'esh umdana, de'lo hignal o'rak, de'achiloso. If he already ate a portion, a sizable portion, and now whatever he takes is more than the balabayis might have thought that each guest is going to take, that's not his. That he can't take. You already have three pieces. You're going to take more? That's not yours. Aval im tzimtzem velo achal kedei savo. Davka, if a person ate less than normal portion that would have been allotted to him. V'hayochol echol od velo achal ze havi shalo. So then it's like yours. V'yochol litnol mishayirtze ukeid dekaim. And he quotes an example. Other example. V'ze nira chilek nachon be'ezet Hashem yizbarach. Says the Chach v'shlomo that it depends. The normal amount of food that's given to the guest, fine. That is something that belongs to the guest right away, and that's the Ramah. But what's beyond that, beyond, so just like you can't bring it home as a doggy bag, so then you can't take it and be Mekadesh a woman with it. Okay, very important, interesting discussion relating to guests having food. One final discussion related to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a little jam-packed. Why are they taking food home? Are they allowed to take food home? They finished eating. Says Rashi, Lo yolichu la'achar su'uda manos biyadam l'beisam. Two more words, l'su'udas halayla. L'su'udas halayla. Ask the Rishash. Hachana. You're preparing for the meal afterwards? That's your kavana? L'su'udas halayla? Says the Rishash, how are you allowed to do this? So the Rishash tries to struggle a little bit. What is Rashi talking about here? And he says, maybe it relates to the Mishnah we had at the end of the first parak, that if theoretically you could use it today, you could send it. Remember the case, you could send any present on Yontif. Kol Shani Yosin Bo B'Yontif, you're allowed to send it as a present. So maybe that's the case. But Rashi says, L'Sudas Halayla. So maybe one could say, you didn't say that you're bringing it L'Sudas Halayla. It just so happens, you're bringing food, and Mamela, you could use it for L'Sudas Halayla. But that, like many times, we find activities that even if you're thinking about it, on Shabbos or Yontif, as long as you don't say it, it's okay. Right, what happens if I'm going to be up late Motzi Shabbos? Am I allowed to, I never sleep, I never take a nap on Shabbos afternoon, but I'm going to take a nap Shabbos afternoon today because I'm going to be up late Motzi Shabbos. Is that mutter? The answer is it's mutter. As long as I don't say it. I can't say, honey, I'm going to sleep now, you know, I'm going to be up late tonight. Now that's a bizoyan of Shabbos. That might be even issues of Achana. But if somebody says, I'm going to sleep, period. It's okay. So maybe that's a Rashi, not that you said it. Not that you said it, but it just happens to be. It is L'Sudas Laila. Chasam Sofer says, maybe L'Sudas Laila means Shalashudas. Maybe it means Shalashudas. The Rambam says you have Shalashudas on Yontif. Maybe it just means snacking late in the day, even if you don't pass like the Rambam. Maybe it means Shalashudas. It also might relate to a general issue, and that is, what is considered Hachana? There is a beautiful Shmir Shabbos, very important Shmir Shabbos. It gives 10 examples. Shmir Shabbos doesn't always do that. In Perek Chavches Simen Peites, in the old Shmir Shabbos, it was Simen Pei Aleph. But in the new, Madura Chadasha, that came out a year or two ago, so he says there, Pei Tes, Kol Davar, She'ena Melacha, V'lo Issa D'Rabbanan. Any action, that's not a Melacha, it's not even an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's just an activity. V'ein Ba'asiyaso Mishum Tircha, and it's not such a bother, it's not a Melacha, and it's not a bother. V'gam Regilim La'asoso. And you usually do it without focusing on why you're doing it. It's just an action that's done. Mutter la'asoso b'shabbos. Gam im teitze me'asiyaso zu to'elas li'mosachol. You're allowed to do it even if it's going to have a benefit for you after Yontif for Shabbos. Ubilvad shelo yomar b'mefureshu meichel li'mosachol. As long as you're not saying explicitly, he quotes this from Rav Shlomo Zalman. What are examples? Let's say you have a simcha in a different shul. So you go there on Shabbos morning. You're allowed to bring your talis home. Or you have to leave it in that shul that you never daven in. And you have to come back after Shabbos. The answer is, who focuses? You fold up your talis, you put it in the stroller. You put it under your arm. You don't focus on that, oh, that you're preparing for the next time. That's mutter. As long as you don't say it, honey, I got to take it home because or else I'm going to have to come back after Shabbos. No, don't say that. Right? Say, I'm taking it home. That's mutter. That's the first example that he gives. On Sukkot, you're allowed to put the dalad minim back in their place, even if it means in the moist paper towels. What do you mean? You're preparing for tomorrow. No! You're putting it back where it's supposed to be. You take anything out of the fridge or the freezer, right? You're what do you mean? You're allowed to put it back in? You take a drink. Yes! You're not focusing on the preparing for the next time. Or do you take a safer off the shelf and then you put it back. All of these are mutter. Let's say you're taking a walk late on Shabbos. And at the end of Shabbos, it's going to get cooler. And wait, if you have a marriage, you can need a coat. Or, you know, if you leave your house on Shabbos afternoon, you're not going to come back till after Shabbos. You're allowed to take a key. Oh, it's preparing for after Shabbos. You're not locked out of your house. No, come on. You're preparing. You're not preparing. That's a little action. That's not a malacha. And it's not even tircha. So you're allowed to do it. I'll give you another example, which Rav Moshe is machmir on. However one is allowed to brush their teeth on Shabbos, according to those who say they're allowed to brush their teeth, which are many poskim, is one allowed to rinse off the toothbrush after they brush their teeth? So Rav Moshe Feisty says, no, it's hachana. Rav Moshe is machmir in every area of brushing your teeth. Can't even use water, Rav Moshe holds. Okay, but he's more of a das yachin. Most poskim hold that there's some element of flexibility, liquid toothpaste, separate toothbrush, whatever it is, one should ask their local halachic authority. But most hold, you're allowed to rinse off your toothbrush. Number one, maybe it's not even for later, it's right now, it's disgusting. Right now, I'm lacking Kavod Shabbos if my toothbrush is dirty in front of me. Number one. Number two, we don't think about it. That's what we do after we brush our teeth. We rinse off our toothbrush. We don't focus on it. Some of that would also be included in this heter. Many other examples, but maybe that's what's going on here. So you take a little food. Whenever you go, you go to your parents, you go to your friends, they always say, you want some food? You want to take some leftovers? They always say that. Right? Take it with you. Take for the, just the ego. You know, we have so much, we're not going to eat it. Right? So that's the, you don't think about it. It's a dovish or betircha. So maybe that's also part of it. Okay. We continue. One other just sheet up. Sorry. The Chayadam writes here also regarding Hachana. He has a little different version of formulation. He says, if it's something that ain't breira, you don't have a choice, because if you don't do this, it's going to cause you problems. That's his formulation. That might also not be called Hachana. What context does he say this in? Remember the Mishnah in Sukkah, that it towards the end of Hoshana Rabbah, right? Bringing your Kalim down. Let's see, Hoshana Rabbah doesn't fall on Shabbos, you know, according to our calendar, but he says, Mutter Lufnos, Bayom Lahaviyam Labeso. Right? That's not called Achana. Why isn't it called Achana? He says, Dafke Echa Shegomer, I formulated it wrong. He says, only if you finish something is it called Achana. But where you're in the middle, you just do part of a process, it's not totally finished, that's not Achana too. And then he quotes our Mishnah here, bringing it is not eating it, so it's not really totally doing the full action. That's his formulation. He has another action about the, you don't have a choice, but we won't read that now. Okay, says the Gemara, Itzmar. Machlokes amoroim. Amavkid peiros esol chaveiro. If somebody gives fruit to their friend to watch, remember, the fruit, all assets go by the owner. But now we get into shmira, as we mentioned a couple of days ago. She'ela, for example, has certain kinyanim. If I give fruit to somebody to watch it, so whose tchum does it go by? And I didn't specify, I didn't give him pratim. I just gave a cue, watch my fruit. We didn't focus on details. So, Rav Amar Karagli Mishif Kidulo. Rav says it goes by the Shomer. It goes by his Tchum. Ushmuel Amar Karagli Amafkid. Shmuel says, no, it goes by the owner, it goes by the Mafkid. Lema, what is this Machlokas about? Lema, Rav Shmuel, the Azli Latamayu. Let's say that they're going consistently Lushita Sam based on a Baba Kama Machlokas. It's not. As the Mishnah says, Im Hichnis Birshus. If somebody puts his items into his friend's chatzer with rishus, Rashi says, his ox, his pods, his fruit. Right? I say, Ruvay, can I put my stuff in here? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That's all. But nothing was specified. Ruvay didn't specify that he was going to watch the items. So, is there an automatic understanding? If I'm allowed to put my items, are you guarding my animal if I put the animal in the rishus? What's the implicit understanding if we don't specify? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Balachatzer Machlokas Tanoim, which is going to be parallel. Imichnas Bershus Balachatzer Chayev. The Tanakama holds that automatically the Balachatzer is Chayev. If he says, yeah, sure, he is basically accepting upon himself Achrayus, automatically. And Rebbe Omer, no. No, he said you could put it in, but as all the signs in the parking lot say, we accept no responsibility for items left in the car. Right, you could park here, but it's at your own, right, it's your own responsibility. So that's what Rebbe says. And Rav held like the Rabbanah that it's an automatic Shmira. And Shmuel says, no, not unless it's said. So, says the Gemara, it's two totally different halachic contexts, but maybe it's the same thing here. Is there automatic Shmira? If there would be automatic Shmira, maybe he's called somewhat of a Bailim, and the Tchum would go by him. If there's no automatic Shmira, it's still totally of the Balabiases, of the Mafkid, and then it would go by his Tchum. Lema, Rav, Damar, Karabon, and Shmuel, Damar, Karabi. Shall we link these? Rav says it goes by the Shomer, because he holds there is an automatic Achrayas, and Shmuel says not. And the Gemara says, no, both ways we can reject the connection. Amar lecha Rav, anada amri afilu l'Rebbe. Rav says, no, I can even, Rav, who says that you go by the Balabayas, could go like Rebbe, who holds that there is not automatic Shmira. Yeah, Rav says, you go by the Shomer, says maybe he could also agree that it's not automatic Shmira. Ad kalokama Rebbe hasam, when does Rebbe say there that there's automatic Shmira? Ela de bistama. Look, I'm sorry, when does Rebbe say there they have to specify El de Bistama Lokaba Lenitirusa? Because if he didn't specify, he must just be allowing you to put it into his possession. Nothing more. Aval Hacha Kabbalah Nitirusa. But over here, he accepted, there's more of a, you could say there's more of an understanding, and therefore, I'm Mafkid. I didn't just say, yeah, put it into the Rishus. You're my Shomer. If you're my shomer, so there you have more significance, and we go by your tchum. Ushmol amar anodam efil rabbanan. You can work the other way too. Akan lo kamer rabbanan hasam. When the rabbanan say there, that is automatic. Ella denicha leila inish, because people are happy. Denekem turei bershusi de balachatzer. The owner of the ox is very happy that the balachatzer takes responsibility. That's why we'll say it automatically transfers. De imazik leilo machayev, so that the owner is not Chayiv, if the ox happens to damage. Aval hacha. But here, minichale le'inish to lake impaired v'shusei dechavre? Is there something that I want the fruit to be in your rishus? No. I want you to guard it, but I'm not so happy to give it to you so much. So therefore, maybe it does not work in that regard. Interesting question is asked by the Chashuke Chemed, just regarding Shmira. Let's say there's a situation where something is happening, and the items have to be saved. Let's say there's a fire. There's a fire, and I have a choice to save my own items or my items that I'm being shomer on. Which do I save first? Which do I have to save first? What if there's a choice of only one? Do I have to save the shomers first, or do I say chayecha kodman? I say mine first. So there's a story. He goes a story. That story that happened one time in the town of Snuvask. I don't know where that is. There was a fire, and the Chafetz Chaim was passing through that town. And all of a sudden, they sent the Chafetz Chaim. There was a fire that was spreading. And Rachmana Lislan, in those days, when a fire spread, mamish, you know, all the houses of wood were subject to danger. And they told the Chafetz Chaim. They see the Chafetz Chaim thinking and focusing raising and pushing his eyebrows. And what is he thinking about? Just get out! And all of a sudden, after a few seconds, they see he gets up on a chair, and he goes to the top of a cabinet, he takes down a watch, and he puts the watch in his pocket, and he says, okay, let's go. And he, all of a sudden, starts getting things out of the house, and helping getting his stuff out of the house. And afterwards, everything was okay, they said, what were you thinking about? What were you, like, davening that the fire stopped? What were you, for Yesh Lisho, he says, he was, they asked him. So he says, they said, his Chafetz Chaim is Pesher is Haraguso Amuzara, Bachur Mei Yeshiva Hifkid Etzli Et Sha'ono. There was a Bachur of the Yeshiva that gave me a watch, and first I had to remember where it was, and then I had to remember, do I take out a few seconds to save his watch first, and then mine, or did I just get my own stuff out? Rakatan is Barer Adavar, Bishah Shekol Echad Ishtatel Latzil Zruchusho, Dog HaChavetz Chaim Reishikol Latzil Zruchusho Shal Azulas. He got the watch out first. He didn't explain his actions, he just said what he did. Was that Lefnim Meshuras Adin or was that Meyikar Adin? Right, that's the Shaila. That's the question that the Rizumistin asks, and he says, it's a Shach. It's a Shach! The Ramah writes in Choshe Mishpat, Im Nachla Deleika Ba'ir. If there's a fire in the town, but Isra Fuach HaFatzim Shal Yishomer Sachar Aleyem, if the items that I was being Shomer on got burned, Havei Ones,
It's an ones. There was a fire. Im lo haya yachol atzil ba'atzmo lo hayde achiv. If he couldn't have saved it, it's an ones. Says the Shach, im haya yachol atzil tachiv etzanifkad. Rak mach ma'asha yisorah latzil shelo lo haya yachol atzil tzapikadon afilu shomer chinam chayif. The Shach says beferish. If you save yourself and only because of that you couldn't save the other items, so you're chayiv. That the Shach quotes that from a tshuva of the Ramah, ulamaisa nishar Shach b'sarachiyin. But at the end of the day, he doesn't know what the answer is. So he says it's a Shach. But then he says at the end, maybe our case is different. Maybe the Shach's case, you can't compare. The Shach's case is a case where your saving your own stuff has an impact. Here, taking the watch for a second doesn't really affect. Doesn't really affect you in the Chafetz Chaim's case. But either way, that's an important, interesting discussion about do you have more responsibility even to the Shomer, to the Dvarim HaNifkadim, than to your own items. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Whose tchum do you go by? So, Tznan, fourth to last skinny line, Vim Irefu Peirosav Kamahu. Let's get to our Mishnah. Remember the case, there was fruit in another town. If they bring it to the owner, then they can't bring it to the owner because he didn't make an Erev. But if he made an Erev, then they could bring him his fruit. Even though when Shabbos started, the fruit were not by him. The fruit were by the other town. Ve'i amrid karagli mishif kidu etzlo. And if you say that the tchum goes by the shomer, ki irefu mayave. So who cares if he made the Erev? The tchum goes by the shomer, the other people. So why should it go by him? So Amri Beirav Kigon Sheyichilo Karen Zavis. In that other town, they designated a spot for him to put his fruit. So you're right, they're shomrim, but it's so designated that it's already labeled his items in terms of a makom shvisa. Machlokas, we've shown him here, were they makabal achrayis? They put it in a Karen Zavis. Rashi says they were makabal achrayis. That's why this works. Sounds like if they were Makabal Achrayis, then it doesn't matter if they put it into a Karen Zavis. It's still theirs. So Rashi specifically says they were not Makabal Achrayis. They just put it in a specific place. The Rush says maybe even with they were Makabal Achrayis, Machlokas Rashi and the Rush. Tashma, first white line. Now we'll ask a question from the Seifa. Misha Zimin Etzlo Archim. If somebody invites guests to his house, Lo Yiluchu Biadamanos Alkid Zichla Manos Eimer of Yantiv. As the Mishnah said, if I have guests, I can't give them leftovers because it was mine. Ve'i amrit karagli mishif kidu etzlo. But 1 second, if you go by mishif kidu etzlo, you go by the shomer kizachal amay de'achem I have it. So even the solution that the Mishnah mentions, if you're mezakit with somebody else, then it's good. But what do you mean? It's still in the hands of the shomer. So it should still go by the shomer. So hachanami kivit zachal amay de'acher kaboshi yichalo keren zavistami. Answer number one. Well, if you're mezakit to somebody else, that's like designating it for them. That's like putting it into a separate place for them. So that's just like Karen Zavis. Or, Vibayisema, Zacha, Shiny. Or, being mezakid is in its own halachic realm. Meaning, you're dafka doing this purely to get it out of your rishus. That gili das is enough. Says Rashi, Zacha Shiny, right across. Shaharei, kol atzmo lo asa, elo lo hotzio mishvisaso. Ulaha mido mishvisa shalahen, ubirshusan. That's your whole purpose. So even if you want to say regular shomrim, it goes by their tchum, but if a shomer does an action that's megala his das, that Idafka doesn't want, if he wants it to go by the other rishos, by the balabaises, that would be good enough. Remember, this is all a derabanan issue. Like, Rav Chana bar Chani Loi, Tala Bisra be'ivra d'dasha. Rav Chana bar Chani Loi had a piece of meat, and he was not going to be in the town of the meat when Yontif started. Let's say he lived in a town, town A, but town B invited him to give a shiur on the first night of Yontif. So he leaves his meat, he hangs the meat on a doorknob, right? That's like a Karen Zavis type of idea. He goes to the other town to give a shiur Friday at night, and the next day he's going to come back to eat the meat. But when Yontif started, he was in another town. So is he and his meat considered in the same place? Makam Shvisa. So Rav Chana bar Chani Loi hung the meat be'ivra d'dasha, hung it on the doorpost. Also the Kamei Rav Huna, he gave it to Rav Huna. He wanted to know, what's the halacha? Does it go by the shomer, meaning the place where I left it, the host of the owner of the house where I left it, or does it go by me? So Amar Rav Huna says to him, I'at talit, if you hung it, zil shkol, then take it, then it's fine. Ve'il inu talolucha, but if they hung it for you, lo tishkol, then it's tough luck, then you can't take it. Ask the Gemara, why? What's the difference? The Iutala Mishakel. Even if he hung it, what do you mean? But it wasn't with him when Yantav started. Vaha Rafuna Talmidi Talmud de Ravu. Rafuna is a Talmud de Rav. Amar Rav Karag Lemishiv Kido Eslo. And Rav says you go by the Shomer. So if he wasn't there, so what if he hung it? It still shouldn't be good. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Ever Dadasha. The Kibishi Yichel Keretz Avis Dabi. What do you mean? It's just like Keretz Avis. If you put it in a specified area, they're not touching it. So that's why. That's why it works. Amalei Rav Hillel Ravashi, what about the other way? V'i in hu talu le lo shakil. The rule is if he didn't hang it up, if they hung it up, and they put it in Keren's office, you don't take it? V'yamar Shmuel. But what about the following case we had a couple of days ago? Shor shel patam hara yukaragli kol adam. Shmuel said that if you have an ox of a fattener, remember, you have an owner of oxen that fans up the oxen with in mind to give it to people the next day. So then, Hareyu Karagli Kaladam, that it goes like whoever buys it. So why is this any worse? They did it for him. They hung it up for him. Amalei Ravina Larashi, or another question. The Inutalu Leilo Shakil, same problem. Vama Rabba Barabarachana, Amar Yochanan, Halacha Grebidosa. Though he passed like Grebidosa. That was the case of the shepherd. That if the shepherd has sheep, that it goes by anybody in the city. Same thing. So if they did it for him, why doesn't it work? Kahana, a third question. The inhu talule lo shakil. Vatran habehema vakilim karagli bailim. It's karagli, he owns it. They did it for him. So Ella, the Gemara says, this issue, why he hung it on the doorpost and this issue, is nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. It has to do with Hilchos Kashrus. Second time in this Masechta that we're having the sugya of basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. That's the sugi here. Remember the last time we had it? We had it back on Daf Chav Ches, at the end of the third parak, about the, are you allowed to cut it into triangles? Cutting the meat in a special way. Because he wants to make sure when he gets home. So we had that back over there. And here we have it on Daf Mem. Says the Gemara, Shiny Rav Chana Bar Chani Lo. He's different. The Gavra Rabahu, Vitar Bishvaitse. He gets lost in his learning. He gets lost in his learning. Vachi Kamarle. This is what Rav Huna was telling him, "I atalit, if you hung it up, islacha simana begavei, then you obviously know exactly how it looked before you got into your learning. V'lo masacht daitach mine, and you didn't have a hezek hadas, you'll be able to receive the simen on it, and you'll be able to eat it. It won't be basar shenis alei min ha'ayim. It won't be meat that you don't recognize, and therefore you'll be able to eat it. Zil shko v'inu talu lacha mas. If you never even saw it, you're like, okay, take care of it for me. Masach daitech v'lo tishko. Then you can't take it because of Hilchos Kashrus, not because of Hilchos Tchum Shabbos. Period. Baruch Hashem. Last Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. We get back to our favorite topic in this Masechta. And that is Muksa. Back to Muksa, which we haven't discussed in a parak and a half. We'll have to see why this is stuck here. Says the Mishnah, Ein mashkin v'shochten ezam midbarios. If somebody has animals that are called midbarios, desert animals, you're not allowed to give them to drink or shech them. The ikar is they usually gave to drink before shechting, as we'll see. You're not allowed to do that on Yantif. Why? Because these animals were basically Muksa. You didn't have them in mind when Yantif started, so they are Muksa. That's the simple interpretation of most we showed it. There's a Uraim that says maybe it's Mechusar Tzeda, but let's go with Muksa. But you're allowed to shech the Bayasos. The Bayasos are domesticated animals. So those you had in mind before Yatif, so fine. Elohim Bayasos, what's the definition of a Bayas? What are domesticated? Halonos Ba'ir. Those that stay in the city at night. Midbarios Halonos Ba'afar. Midbarios are those that stay in the pasture outside the city, and that's why they're not on your mindset. Fine. Says the Gemara, Lomale Lamir Mashkin Bishokhtin. Why do I have to have the Mashkin element? Just say Shokhtin. Shechting the animal. What do you mean? Give to drink. Mashkin Bishokhtin is Abayasos. Why do I have to say that? So the Gemara says, Mil Saga Burchukamash Balan. The Gemara is just telling you something Derech Agav. Delishki Inish Behemto Bahadur Lishchot. Before I shecht an animal, I should always give it to drink. Mishum Argirsa Sircha Dimashcha. Because of Sircha. Sirchos are stuck together. Demashcha, that it pulls. What does that mean? So, Machlokas, we've shown him here whether this is just good advice or a halachic issue. Rashi here says, and the Ran here says, it's just an Esa Tova. You want it easier to skin the animal? You're going to skin the animal to get to the meat on Yantif. You want it to be easier? If you give the animal to drink before you skin it, the skin will come off in an easier fashion. Esa Tova, that's why. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel right here, or if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos, differently. This is a halachic issue, not just Eis HaTov. It'll be easier, but it's better for sirchos. What are sirchos? This is a halachic issue of problems with the lungs of the animal. Let's call the sircha the most common place for problems to be. So the Rabbi Chananel says, "Dechiika sircha mishamta." Right, if you don't water it, then it could be that it's going to cause more problems of the skin being stuck to the lungs, and the lungs, right, having little cuts on it. So it's a halachic issue. And that's why in Yaradeya, in Chelek Aleph, in Hilchos Shechita, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is what should be done in Siman Lamites in Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph of Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamites in Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Yud Beis, this is quoted, the end of Hilchos Shechita, the end of Hilchos Shreifus, right, Hilchos Shreifus is in Hilchos Shechita, it's right after, says the Shulchan Aruch here, in Sif Yud Beis, Tov, Tov, that's an interesting word, Tov Lahashkos HaBehema Samach L'Shechita, that's the line, that's the whole Sim in Shulchan Aruch, Tov, right, where is this quoting from? It's quoting from our Gemara. Quoting from our Gemara. Tov lahashkos. Why? Shach. Kach kasev akolbo. Kabbalah meirabosav. Umei zovche hazevach. Habekiyin behema shlo hushkisa mayim kodem l'shchita kula mala sirchos dakos vikashos. Right? Quoting the Rabbeinu Chananel reason. The halachic reason. Vamar hagon avi morivis keni. Zal shenir li sheyatsa mehem lahem din zeh mimai damrina b'shah sof beitza. That's where it comes from. Lomeli the mayor mashkim v'shoftim l'sagagur v'kamayshol on the chulu pirshu Rashi v'ran shetei nocha livshot shehar nidvak b'yosir b'vasar v'nira misheheim pirshu mishem sirchos demenatkos machmas hashko v'raya matzasi l'dvarah mimai di'isa lehedya barif. The Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel have that lasha. They don't say the mashcha. They don't have that girsa. My focus, we showed it, but it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechita. Good. We continue. Tana Rabbanon says the Tosefta. Eloheinah midbarios, Eloheinah bayasos. What's the definition? What's the difference between these two types of animals? Midbarios. I think today I have the right to say Adam and Aleph most of the day. Right, midbarios, kol she yotzos b'pesach, v'roz b'afar, v'nechnasos v'rishona. You know what midbarios are? They go out Pesach time, they stay out there the whole season, and they come back by the first rains. Months. V'elein b'yasos, kol she yotzos v'roz chutz l'tchum, they go out and pasture outside the tchum, u'boz v'lonos b'toch ha'tchum, but every night they come back. That's a b'yasos. Rebbe Omer, no. Eloin v'elu b'yasos hein. If they ever come back, even just after the season, that's also called a bias. Ela Elohim midbarios. Kosha yotzos veroas ba'afar. Those that go out and pasture outside. Ve'nechlasas le'yishuv. Lo b'yimos achama v'lo b'yimos akshamim. They never come back. They just stay out. You'll have to go get them back. That's midbarios. Period. Says the Gemara. And who just said this explanation? Rebbe. Umi isle the Rebbe muksa. One second. Does Rebbe hold a muksa at all? Rebbe's explaining these animals that are muksa. This Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. There's a concept of muksa. Does Rebbe hold of that? V'alboy minei Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. May Rebbe, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, ask his father. Patsile tomorrow Reb Shimon ma'u. If you have unripe dates, according to Reb Shimon, what's the halacha? And he spoke in Torah about Reb Shimon shita. Amar lei, ein muksa the Reb Shimon, ela grogris v'simukim bilvad. Rabbi Shimon holds of less mukses, but he holds of some, but very limited. Grogris v'simukin, right? Drawing out grapes and figs. Dry out because they become disgusting. Rashi says, v'hudacha osan biyadayim. That's considered halachically dachya biyadayim. You push them away with your hands, halachically. So, therefore, Rebbe answered that Rabbi Shimon went out all the books. So you see, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shimon, no? Isn't that? By the way, we went the last time, a few places in this Masechta, we had limitations. When does Reb Shimon agree to Muksa? So, this one's easy. Daf Mem and Daf Lamed. Daf Mem right here. Only Grogas Vitzimukin, but we had back on Daf Lamed on Bebez. We also had Reb Shimon holds a Muksa when it's Eino Yoshev Umitzape. By the case of Muksa Makwas Isser. By the candle, it's not Muksa, because he's looking forward to it going out. But the case of you have a Sukkah that's not Ru'uah, that falls down, Reb Shimon would agree that's Muksa. Because Eino Yoshev Umitzapeh, another case that Reb Shimon would agree to. But either way, here, how could Rebbe be within Reb Shimon and holding not Muksa and explaining our Mishnah, which is Muksa? So the Gemara gives a couple of answers. Maybe this case is just like unripe dates or just like Grogas V'Simukin. It's also Dachya Biyadayim. V'ibay Yisayim Aladrav Derev Shimon Kamar Lei V'Lei Lo Sphere Lei. Or, he doesn't know about Rav Shimon. His son just asked him. Just like somebody asked, oh, could you explain to me Shitas Beis Shammai? Right? Could you explain to me Shitas Rav Shimon? He doesn't hold like that. He holds like Rav Yehuda. V'ibay Yisayim Aladrav Derev Shimon Kamar Lehu. Or he's saying it, L'shitascha. L'didi Ein Muksa. I don't hold a Muksa. I hold like Rav Shimon. Elo L'didchu. Meaning, the third answer is changing the earlier Rav Shimon. The earlier Rebbe, not the second Rebbe. Answer number two, changed Rebbe by Reb Shimon. Really, he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. Now we say, according to this answer, really, he doesn't hold like Reb Yehuda. He holds like Reb Shimon. And he's saying in the first Brisa, I don't hold of any problems of these animals. Elo l'ditzchu, but according to you, oh, duli mias, but still admit to me the definitions. Heicha de yotzos v'roos b'pesach, v'nichnasos v'rvir rishonet de mayasos, hein, at least admit to me that those are called mayasos, v'yamalei rabbanon, lo midbarios, hein. No, I think they're called midbarios, in that case, and then they would be muksa. 1 minute. Isn't there another simpler answer that we could have given? We gave three answers. There's a fourth answer you could have given. Shabbos versus Yontif. Remember Daf Beis? Daf Beis, why don't we say there, there's more issues of muksa on Yontif than on Shabbos, because people are mezalzel on Yontif more than Shabbos. So on Yontif, what did the Gemara say? That Rebbe even was so same on Yontif, like Rebbe Yehuda, to be more machmir. Beis Hillel, Beis Shenolda. So why don't we say that here? Batzile Tamara, Lurib Shimon, Mahu. Right? Isn't that, why don't we just say that's talking about a case of Shabbos. That's why it's Mutar Yoz like Rib Shimon. And our mission is about a case of Yontif. Rashi! The Pnei Yeshua says. Rashi! Look at Rashi! Last Rashi on the page. And you wonder why Rashi said it. Rashi. Ma'u lecho mehen bi Yontif. Why does Rashi say that? Why is it talking about Yontif? Ma'alechel v'hen. Rashi knows this problem. That's why he says the Gemara must be assuming that this is talking about a Yontif case. The Pesach also goes into why maybe it has to be Yontif, but that's Rashi. The secret of Rashi right here, he says, Diyuk Nifla, why Rashi says Yontif in that regard. Just to finish up and say, so why is this Mishnah here? Right, the last couple of Mishnahs, we're talking about Tchum. Before that, were you talking about Zilzul Yontif? Why is this Mishnah here about Muksa? Right? Says the Tzlach. We had a Lashon that he's going to play on words, take it out of context. Beitza imisiyatza nigmara. We had back in the first parak. An egg, as it comes out, it's finished. And we had four different Mishnahs. What does that mean? For Hilchis, it's considered Paruv, or it's not considered Sheretz anymore. Beitza imisiyasa nigra, or for Hilchis Maso Matan, that was the Maskana, that it's the type of animal, that egg that is considered laid. Says that Tzlach, imisiyasa nigra, Meseches Beitza, is finished with its Yitziah, with its last Mishnah. We need this last Mishnah to explain. Why? Why did Rebbe stick this here? Because the Mesechta started off with Muksa. He gave much significance to that first Mishnah, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But remember then, there was a question about whether you flipped the Shitas or not. And Beis Hillel in that first Mishnah held like Rebbe Yehuda. And we were bothered. What do you mean? Don't we hold like Reb Shimon? Don't we hold like Reb Shimon? So the last Mishnah, Rebbe puts a Shita, another Stam Mishnah, like Rebbe Yehuda. To say, Muksa, Yontif, we hold like Rebbe Yehuda. And once you have this Mishnah, you realize that first Mishnah also. He puts an anonymous Mishnah here. Imitziyasa nigmara v'amnam. Imitziyasa shel mesechta nigmeres. Shehari kan sasam lan gabe yantiv kereb Yehuda. V'ein b'chola perek zikaron l'muksa rak Mishnah zu. This is the only Mishnah. V'amnam. Shelo tomar my ulme dahach stama lahach lachein kava v'sofa mesechta. U'kemashakaz v'atosvas de stama de sofa mechilta adif. V'im kein, v'adai keinu, t'kaim alon b'muksa b'yantif k'reb Yehuda, v'nigmara ha-mishnah ha-rishona, beitz ha-shenolda b'yantif, u'beitz hillel omrim lo tochal, because like Reb Yehuda, the last Mishnah, right, that's what we paskin like, and that's why the Masechta ended off with a discussion of muksa. Okay, Ajol Vashilim, Peiris, and Beth Hashem, we look forward to the next Masechta, Beth Hashem, Masechta's Rosh Hashanah, which Beth Hashem will start tomorrow. Tomorrow will be up, and then we'll pick up on Sunday.